This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Laughing Matters. In December of 2002, Joanne McLachlan's husband, Paul Hathaway, was diagnosed with hepatitis C. It's an infection that attacks the liver, and it often goes undetected for a long time. So Paul's illness came seemingly out of nowhere and got serious very quickly. Back then, treatment options were limited, and his best shot at eliminating the virus was an almost year-long course of treatment with interferon, which can protect cells from virus infection. Joanne says Paul had to get a shot every week.
After about the first two shots, he realized that he was effectively non-functional for 24 to 48 hours after he did the shots. Just the following day, he would mostly sleep.
When Paul was awake, he was very dazed. He retreated to his office above the garage, which he called his cave. He was mostly sleeping and not eating.
So I'm thinking, oh, okay, he's not eating anything. This is not good. He's got all this poison meant to kill the virus in his system. He's got to eat something. And plus I'm Italian American. So, you know, I was raised with the, you got to eat, mange. So I figured, okay, I got to do this. I have to figure out a way to make him eat.
Joanne and Paul's relationship was never easy, but they did always bond over humor.
We were a very snarky bunch, kind of very sarcastic and teasing and things like that.
So Joanne figured if she could make Paul laugh, maybe she could make him eat.
At first, I started singing to him.
The brand name of interferon that Paul was getting was Pegasus.
One of the songs I started to sing to him was to the tune of the old Beatles song, Bungalow Bill. And Bungalow Bill became Pegasus Pete. And I would say, hey, Pegasus Pete, you know. I won't sing. I'll spare you all.
Oh, come on. You got to sing a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
How did it go?
Okay. Hey, Pegasus Pete, what did you eat? Pegasus Pete. There you go.
Why was it Pete and not Paul?
I don't know. It just seemed funnier to me, I guess.
Paul did not love the singing, but Joanne was determined. She started packing lunches for Paul the day after his treatment, and to get his attention and to get a laugh out of him, she decorated the lunch bags with cartoons about Pegasus Pete.
Pegasus Pete was the hero of the lunch bags. He was absolutely indomitable. And he noticed it. And I came home that night and he'd eaten something. He'd eaten like half the sandwich. I was like, okay, well, this is a step in the right direction. So I just started drawing cartoons on the bags every week. And my cartoons were primitive, doesn't even begin to describe how bad they were. I am no artist. Stick figures, you know, are pretty much sophisticated for my artwork.
Week after week, Pegasus Pete went on ever more ridiculous adventures.
All the holidays were represented on the lunch bags. He lit a menorah at Hanukkah, sold poinsettias in a garden. Pegasus Pete went dancing. He went to the polls to vote that November. We got a new cat, so Pegasus Pete would have the cat and saying, mind the gap. Pete went everywhere and Pete did everything.
How did you feel? Did it cheer you up at all?
I really think it kept me sane. Yeah, because it was totally distracting. It was a way to take me out of my head worrying about him and not nagging him about, you know, did you eat? Did you eat? Did you eat? Did you eat? It was just my way of saying, hey, this is what I can bring to you. And it made him laugh. It got to the point when he was feeling a little bit better as treatment wore on. He would come in sometime in the evening as I was getting home from work, you know, with a bag in his hand, and he would be like, really? Where did this come from?
Paul got better for a little while, but eventually the virus returned. There were a lot of ups and downs during that period, really hard times. And in 2011, Paul passed away. Still, Joanne remembers a lot of laughter during his last years of life.
We actually had some really good years during that period when he was sick. We were stuck in our little bunker there, and we just laughed. It was the way we coped. The illness became the butt of our humor. The prospect of death became the butt of our humor because it was a way of recognizing that it was there and sort of saying, we're not going to let this get us down, even while it was getting us down. he was a strange guy. He was a funny guy. He was charming and a real pain in the neck at the same time. And when I gave his eulogy, I told everybody, and I will say this to my dying day, that he was the love of my life and the bane of my existence, because that's just the way he was. He was like the most contrary human being I've ever met in my life. But he made me laugh.
And he continues to do so.
And he continues to do so, yes. Continues to do so.
Joanne McLachlan is an editor at WHYY. The stories you see there, Joanne has edited them.